All right, we are here. We are Galexis, and welcome. And as always, we have established a vortex, a spinning vortex column of energy around you, where you at the center, at the still point, are capable of using this vortex anytime. We will be using it very often consciously, directly, deliberately. But now it is available for you, even when you listen only on sound file. A vortex that enables you, any time that you wish, to let go of what you do not want, whether it be emotional, mental, or physical. Just to, with your intention, say what you wish to release and feel it lift up and spin out into your reality to be transmuted back into the light from which it originally came. Or you can use the vortex as a way of informing your reality of what it is that you wish to manifest. To do that, you simply hold the intention. Notice the intention is a little different, for something to manifest that you desire. And you see that image, you see that and sense it, imagine it, and then send it out on the vortex so that your reality can start putting into motion that which you would desire to have in your life. So you can use it for whatever purpose that you wish. And that said, what we would like to do is turn our attention now to the topic of the day, of the topic in our conscious and expansion month, discussing self-image and conscious awareness. The expansion of your self-image is critically important. Most people think that in order to be spiritual, it is almost a sense of denying the self or going beyond the self, as if the self and the ego were one and the same. To be free of ego is another matter, but you aren't, and you don't want to be free of self. You don't want to discount who you are, because essentially your whole growth pattern from here to the place where you have union with the divine, your home, your aim, your goal, is to really know who you are, is to really honor that, respect that, claim that, own it, live accordingly to it. And the greater that you know who you are, the greater being you can allow yourself to become aware of that you are, you will notice the more your reality becomes fluid, changeable, malleable. Your manifestations become clearer. You get stronger, more powerful changes. You get more support from your unseen friends, from your crew, which includes your higher self, includes personified representative of soul and spirit, plus mentors, masters, teachers, guardians that you have worked with from the time you were created as a soul. You have a crew of many beings who love you, who are there supporting you. As you awaken to your true self, as you awaken to who you are, they can participate more fully in your life. They cannot interfere. It is a free will universe, after all. So if you hold a low self-image of yourself, there is no way they can counteract the realities that will be attracted to that lower self-image. As you expand your self-image, and note, very importantly, not your ego, but your self-image, the awareness of yourself. You become more conscious of fully participating in a co-creative way in your life. You do not create this all. You've heard the phrase, you create your own reality. Yes, you do. You create it in conjunction with all your unseen friends, support, your crew. You created it this lifetime so that you could work on some kind of theme, develop something, contribute something, lift yourself, know more about yourself. And at this particular time on the planet, an exceptional opportunity for you to connect with home. It is the first time on the planet that you have full access available, should your conscious awareness be able to expand to that point, to utilize your power as a reality creator and co-creator. Now, here in the West, people come into their spiritual work very often from the point of view of learning to manifest, learning to create. You are extraordinary creators. But you, in order to create, you must acknowledge who you are first. Now, when you're a child, you don't know how to create your reality consciously. It is set up for you. You created a lot of the parameters. You chose your parents. You chose your environment before you came in. You chose your parents very specifically. You chose your parents for their genetic heritage so that you could tap into the resources of your ancestry. In your ancestry, there are those who had spiritual awareness. Not to the extent you can have it now, but there are those who had gifts. Spiritual gifts. And you want the genetics that come from the change of DNA that those lifetimes, those beings afford you. The impact of what you do is changing your world. It is, in a sense, going back through your ancestry and shifting and changing that as well. You think DNA is fixed. It's actually not. DNA is a psychic program that you see manifested in physical form. If you have children, you have passed on your program to them, which they add their unique program to it. As you grow, as you become more aware of who you are, as you shift your DNA program, because the DNA program is mainly for the future, you can also have see shifts in ways that are allowed by your children. Now, it's their choice as to whether they accept your growth into their program or not. When you were a child, wherever your parents were, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, whatever genetics program they had, you accepted. And you accepted all the impact of what that meant to you. As a child, you discovered who you were by how people responded to you. Your image of yourself, just emerging from the oneness, just emerging from the sleep that occurs when you enter physical body, or that occurs at some point in your early years as you let go of that connection, that conscious connection to the other side, and set your attention onto this lifetime and to the patterns that you must learn, the beliefs you must take in and work with. You take your parents' patterns, you take them to use them. And in so doing, your identity, your image of yourself, is that you are the child of so-and-so. You are a part of this family. You are the brother or sister of your sibling. That is your first sense of image, that you as part of, as one of your family. And as you get older, this range of identification expands. And your self-image is based on the identity of you with your school peers. I am in this grade at this school. Perhaps your parents were religious, or they had some kind of philosophy which you picked up. So if they were religious, you might have gone with them then to their services. And you identified with that group of people there. I am part of this congregation. I am part of this religious group, this cultural group. And the history of that religion is mine as well. Again, it is like a genetic program passed on. The story of your religion, or the story of your philosophy, or the background of your culture, is passed on to you. As you get older, as you go to junior high, high school, as you turn your attention, puberty-wise, past puberty, into being part of a larger social group, seeing yourself as part of community, positioning yourself in the hierarchy of value that adolescents play with, your image of yourself is in contrast to those who are at the top of the hierarchy, unless you are there. If you're at the top of the hierarchy, then you're comparing yourself with those who are beyond you, those who are outstanding in their community, those who are perhaps celebrities, pop stars. There's always some place to identify. One of the reasons that pop stars can be so incredibly successful and popular, to get so many crowds of devoted fans, there is an identification there. There's something that speaks to you at your time, at your age. You identify with your group, your age group, with the culture of it. Now, some of you are rebels. Some of you were on the fringe early. That doesn't mean you didn't identify with the group. You were just resisting your identification with the group. But your self-image was bound up in whether you belonged, whether you didn't belong, and who you were identifying with. You may have identified with other rebels. You may have had your own clique, your own group. In many neighborhoods, urban neighborhoods, are gangs. That's an identity. There's an image that comes with it. I belong to this group. And this group is better than every other group. Therefore, I'm better. And whatever group you identify with, you would rationalize it to give yourself a little boost of self-image. And why did you need that? Because you were coming out of childhood, and in childhood you're pretty powerless. to make changes in the world. You're powerless to go and take care of yourself, to make your money, to, unless you're an extraordinarily young celebrity, actor, actress, whatever. You've come out of a relatively powerless place into the brutal competition of adolescence, tremendous comparisons. And in many ways, you look at your face in the mirror, you look at your body, and you find imperfections there. You either try to pretend that you're really way better looking than you are, or you look in the mirror and, oh my gosh, I have to look at this, these ears, this nose, whatever it is, whatever offending feature it is, every day. And your self-image is limited to this perception of your body. Bodies are so important. Do you remember? You remember you were just so busy thinking about your body, thinking about other people's bodies? Think about sex. Oh gosh, let's look at other people's bodies. Is that a sexy body or what? Bodies, bodies, bodies. Image, image. You wanted to wear the latest fashions, or in some kind of rebellious statement, to wear something totally unfashionable. Something wild, but that you thought that was really cool. I'm better than. And you developed a lot of ego build up over your image. You move into adulthood where you need to find your own way, where perhaps you get married and settle down, have kids. Perhaps you get into a career and start building it. Perhaps you travel and explore the world. Whatever it is that you do in your 20s as a young adult, you expand your image of yourself. If you cannot do anything, if you're limited by health conditions, illnesses, money, etc., your self-image can be rather poor, can be kind of shrunken in. When you get on your spiritual path, this opens up a whole new dimension. Your spiritual path has always, as long as you've been on it, held up image for you to move to. If your spiritual path is, for example, connected initially or always to Indian tradition, there may be a guru. And you identify as being the devotee of the guru. It is meant for you to build a sense of yourself by connecting your identification with something greater than you. But it was never ever meant for you to discount who you are, for you to ignore who you really are. Very many times in your spiritual work, in your life, you've had to suffer blows, devastating blows to your ego. And if you confuse your self-image, the divine being that you are, having a physical body experience, with your ego, which is the image that you set up as a facade to convince other people that you're more than you are, or that you're not affected by the vicissitudes of life, you're going to have a hard time. If your identity is connected too tightly with ego, or the negative, or the immature, or the limited ego, you're not going to let into your life glorious and wondrous magic. You gradually learn on the spiritual path that you've got to let go of judgments. Judgments, judging others, stop judging others, stop being such an egotistical person, stop making so many comparisons with other people, stop rejecting, resisting, stop fighting. You gradually learn how to do that. But it's very seldom that you are encouraged to really love and value, appreciate, honor and respect yourself. It's as if to look for yourself, to look for your own identity, to look at the image of who you are, it's still tempting for you to look in the mirror and still see that nose or that ear, or maybe now too many pounds or wrinkles, or whatever else you think detracts from your perfection. Detracts from your image of yourself. Eventually, so on a spiritual path, you will learn, and you have probably already done this, come to this place, to recognize that you have to acknowledge who you are as a spiritual being in order to have the correct perspective on your life. If you don't see who you are, your identification can be screwed up. You can identify with someone that you think is really fantastic, a spiritual teacher, a mentor. You can identify with that. I am a devotee, a disciple. I am a follower. I'm a client of. But very often, that doesn't take you outside that relationship. Instead of being just a child to your parents, then you become a student to the teacher. Yes, it's probably better, but you're still not acting with total empowerment and responsibility from yourself. So we have emphasized many, many times, you do need to expand your self-image. You do need to acknowledge who you are regularly. Every time you grow, it's because you have expanded your self-image to the place to where you allow a greater response from your reality to come into your life. Maybe a greater success. Maybe more visibility. Maybe more opportunity. Maybe phenomenal and important and powerful changes. And the human desire for growth is that it's a straight line. You like graphs, numbers, and linearity, right? You have a graph, and on a graph is time, and that's generally along the bottom. You know, from the left to the right is a line, and that's the line of time. And then there's a line that goes upward, right? And this upward has to do with quantity. Okay, so you've got this line of time from the present to the future, or the past to the present, or whatever it is. And you've got this quantity, which you always want to have higher. You want that line to go up. So your idea is that, okay, here's what I would like growth to be. We start in the present here at this bottom line, okay? And I would like this line to go in a nice, neat diagonal upwards. And it doesn't work that way. You found that out, much to your chagrin. It works, you come up a ways, and your reality goes through all sorts of changes, and you have to integrate it. You have a nature, it's your divine nature, to dream, to imagine, to want more, to want to be more, to want to experience more success, more happiness, more love, more freedom, more power. More magic. You want it. You want it in your life. And so you stretch and you grow and you clear out debris and you clear out problems and issues and so forth. And you just keep clearing and clearing and you grow and you grow and grow. And your reality starts to change. And you start to get different whispers, different messages, different experiences. For some of you, you suddenly go into a really surge of success. Wow. Things are really popping. Things, the doors are opening. Things are going. How exciting, how wonderful. And for many of you, they keep going, and you want them to keep going. You want to keep going, and you rush, push. Okay, come on, let's keep it going. Because inside yourself is like, if I don't push, if I don't get some energy into this, it could fall apart. I've got to keep my focus on it. I've got to really focus. Got to really focus here. And why is that? It's because in the past, when you've made a big surge of growth, you get on a new place, on a new level, and then somehow or another, the old pattern reasserts itself. Oh, I thought I was done with that pattern. I thought I healed that. Look at this. I have a new relationship and they're acting just like the old one. I thought I grew out of that relationship. I thought I healed from that. I thought this person was totally different. But they're bringing up the same old stuff. And the reason we bring this up is because this is the point we have to make over and over to you human beings. Is that when you get to a place of success, like a new relationship, higher income, opportunities flowing through, success and magic showing up in your life, if you don't expand your image, you cannot sustain it. You cannot hold on to it. It's your image that got you there, but it's taken off. Your reality is going on. More and more and more, because you want more and more and more. But your image is not increasing. You're focusing on the physical plane reality. And you're forgetting, hey, you know, who am I? I deserve this level of success. I claim this level of success as being natural to who I am. This is just a natural expression of me. You forget to do that. And so at some point, things start to stall out. Delays start to happen. Things start to dissolve, fall apart. People stop following through on what they say they're going to do. Things start to just get chaotic. And most people feel, oh gosh, I'm back to where I was. Without even thinking about it, you return to the image of yourself before you got the success. You shrink your success. You shrink your reality. You shrink your manifestations back down inside your image capacity. You could have anything that you want. You could experience any state of consciousness you want if you can acknowledge who you are to that extent. Your image is the determinant of what reality you can sustain, that you can hold on to, that can be natural for you. If, when you have a tremendous surge of success and magic, and the old image of you reasserts itself. In other words, you start to attract the old problems, the old issues, the old limitations start creeping back in, the old so familiar ones. If you could stop and say, wait a minute, I'm not this person anymore. Wait a minute, I've got to make sure my image is bigger than this. I'm not going to just knee-jerk, automatically shrink back into the person I was just because the external reality is bringing up something. We want to point out your external reality is bringing you feedback. It's not telling you who you are. We want to emphasize that. Your external manifestations do not tell you who you are. Don't give your power away to the external physical manifestations. If some kind of a jerk person is attracted to you and is giving you a run for your money on some old issue that you thought you were done with, it's not because that's the level you are at. It's essentially the invitation or feedback from your reality that it's time for you to expand your image. It's a feedback that says, if you don't expand your image now, you're just going to shrink right back into where you were. And because so many of you have given your power away to your external plane reality, if I'm making more money, then that means I am successful. You are successful, yes. But it's not because you have more money. Because you have more prestige. It's really quite interesting. Even if you were gorgeous, absolutely knocked down, drop dead, gorgeous, handsome, whatever, and in your adolescence. And you were if you were the girl, you were the cheerleader, or you were the captain of the football team, or you were the champion, the star. That doesn't necessarily mean that your self-image is there. It can sustain it to there. But when you get out into life, what happens? Are you always going to shrink back to being some high school person? Because that was your time of success? We're always amazed to find that some of the most successful people are the most insecure. Because they have given their power away to the external manifestations. That must mean who I am. I don't feel that I am that person. Many people feel that they're a fake. They're making millions and but I'm not authentic. I'm just fooling people. If you've ever noticed a movie star that just goes into the high ascendancy, has a fantastic movie, is absolutely adored by fans worldwide, and the next thing you know, they're in rehab. Why can't they handle that level of success? Because their self-image didn't grow to sustain it, to be able to hold on to that level of success and to be okay with it. They panic. Somebody looks at them funny and they go right back to adolescence. Right back to high school and the dynamics, the identity that they had there. The pressure that they felt to be on top. The rebelliousness that they felt as a fringe person, or the shame that they felt being low on the totem pole. Your self-image is critical to your success, to your happiness, and to your manifestations. That you can accept your manifestations. You can accept the message from your reality. We did a love and healing event on working with your reality as a friend. When you become empowered enough to realize that your reality isn't telling you who you are. Then you can see your reality as friendly, supportive, and loving, bringing magic for you to help you in your spiritual growth and help you reinforce your image of the divine person that you are, for you to tap into a greater and greater consciousness and awareness of how you impact your world, how you touch, love, and heal others. And how you can receive love, healing, and all sorts of benefits from others. You can work with your reality. It is your friend. But until you get to a certain image level where you can acknowledge that you are the one who determines your reality, not your reality determining you, you cannot work with your reality in a conscious, empowered way. You're going to interpret what comes to you as punishment, sabotage, challenges, bad karma, whatever you want to call it. Okay, here we go again. I have to work through it again. Why go to that trouble? Tap into the divine essence of yourself. Claim it. It is you. It is who you are. If you do that at the first sign of the old patterns trying to reemerge, at the first delay, at the first breakdown of your flow, you can turn it around like that. People don't tell you. It's image. You got your reality got out ahead, got out bigger. Your reality's bigger than your image. It feels fantastic when it happens. But you got to grow into it. You got to allow yourself to make use of this gift that comes to you when your reality comes to you in beautiful things. It's saying, lift, come on, expand. It's time for you to claim more of who you are. And when challenges come, difficulties come, it's the same thing. So your reality is saying, here, it's time to claim more of who you are. Claim more of who you are. Your reality will give you both sides of the spectrum. It's all aimed for you to recognize who you are. All that comes to you is feedback from your reality to help you see who you are, to see how you make a difference, to give you feedback on what level of image you're claiming. It's not to say you're at that level and that's it. It's saying, here's what the level that you are capable of. Here's what you are claiming, whether good or bad. Your option. And as you mature, you begin to sense more and more, and you know what we're talking about here, that you realize that your identification is with larger and larger groups. Your identification becomes with your planet, with your world. I belong here on planet Earth because I chose to come here. I have a mission. I have a point. I want to realize who I am. And I want to come right now to this particular time because there's something I want to contribute. I want to contribute to the great shift, to the great consciousness expansion happening there. And I want to experience it myself because it's part of my homeward journey. It's part of me learning who I am, discovering who I am, exploring and adventuring to become more of who I am so that I can go home. I can end that cycle of birth and death. I can connect with the divine. I can have that divine union. I can know what's real. Physical plane is not real. It is the most illusion you've got. It's your playground to learn to create, to learn how to be who you are. It's just what you chose. It's a marvelous adventure. You're very creative people. Look at your life. Look at what you've created so far. You're so creative. In detail. In this illusion. But what's real is that you are divine. You're made of the same substance of divine. Your soul is made of divine essence. You are gods and goddesses in training. just like children, you grow up to be parents yourself. If you see yourself as children of God and Goddess, the divine parents, you, the divine child, what are you going to grow up to be? God and Goddess. You're going to grow up into your divine nature. And that's your true identity. In the Eastern tradition, if you have a guru, there comes a time in your evolution. You can worship the guru, you can love the guru, be in total devotion of the guru, and at some point you and the guru become one. And you realize you are the divine, you are the guru. Now you have been all along, you just didn't know it. You had to let go of your ego facade, your defensiveness, your resistance, your limited beliefs about things. But the fastest way to break limiting beliefs, the fastest way to break down any what you would call limited or negative states of consciousness or life situations, is to acknowledge more of the divine in you. You are spiritual giants and you don't realize it. Because you came through a system in which you emerged out of childhood powerless, feeling insignificant. Through adolescence in bitter competition, always feeling insecure about where you are and who you are. Into young adulthood, exploring and finding your way, but never feeling quite enough. Into true maturity, where you know you are enough. And that's okay. When you get to that true maturity, then the external manifestation, the trappings of reality, all those goodies, cease to have such a significance. They're just feedback. You can use them. You can play with it. So what we suggest is that to identify with the divine, that lifts your identity, okay? Lifts your identity to the most expansive identity you can have while still in the physical body. There comes a point when your identity with the divine becomes so much so, it's almost impossible to stay in the physical body. Some great masters and teachers are able to put some of their consciousness into physical form, enough to function there. But they're too big. But they are the ones who inspire others. And in a sense, you're so big too. Your energy fields can be huge. But your identification is with something small. So you hold yourself small. You think being humble is holding yourself small. That's an ego attitude. It doesn't work. Humility is allowing yourself to be open to what is. To be present with it. And to be in a state of love. Regardless of what's going on. Loving yourself, number one. Because you love yourself, you know how to love others. And you can broadcast your light. Your image becomes the spiritual giant that you are. Just for a moment, imagine yourself being about 20 feet tall. 20 feet tall. Your body beautifully, perfectly proportioned. Brilliant light emanates from you. Your auric field goes out for a half mile or more. and you radiate love and compassion to everyone. And you have love and compassion for yourself. How much compassion do you have for yourself? When you make a mistake, when you fail, when you do something stupid, when you sabotage yourself, when you go back and shrink into your small self, how much compassion do you have for yourself? How much love do you have for yourself? Have you stopped judging yourself when you make a mistake? When you fail? Have you stopped judging yourself, kicking yourself, telling yourself some old, stupid, tiny little story about you? Oh, this always happens. I never can have that happiness. They always leave me. They always do this. This. I'm always betrayed. Blah, 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 blah. Can you let it go? Can you? Instead, love yourself, have compassion on yourself, and remind yourself that you're a divine reality creator and that your reality has brought you your challenges to encourage you, to step up, step into a greater self, a greater image, this 20-foot-tall light, radiant light being. If you go around in your daily life, walk down the sidewalk, drive your car, do your mundane activities as a 20-foot-tall, radiant light being whose auric field is over half a mile in every direction, and that you're a beacon of light and love for your planet, can you imagine what kind of reality you're going to attract? What kind of feedback are you going to get? You might get some really negative feedback. But will it affect you? No. You might get hit with relationship problems, financial problems, health problems. Will it set you back? No. If you remember who you are, you can see it as the illusion that it is. Just know that when you are in success, when the success happens, when the gifts of your reality come to you, it's not a reward for being a good boy or good girl. The gifts of reality come to you because you've claimed more of who you are. You've cleared out more debris that's in the way. You've cleaned up energetically in some way. And when it comes, keep expanding your image. It's not a reward. You can sit back and let it in. It's part of a process of continuous growth. Your continuous path of growing is always with image, self-image. Who are you? Who do you identify with? What is your identity? And we've mentioned recently, several times, that there's a grid of light, a network of individuals all around the planet, we call the Society of Dreamers. Those who came to dream a greater world, to envision, to imagine what love can do and where we're going, accessing the greater dimensions of ourselves. You cannot access your greater dimensions if you're stuck in a small self-image in 3D. If you're a victim, you can't do it. Be the 20-foot-tall light being. Practice it. Imagine it. Driving your car, 20-foot-tall light being. You might be amazed at what happens in traffic. It's quite interesting. Or you go to a party. In walks the 20-foot-tall radiant light being. loving and having compassion for everyone, sending love to everyone. What do you think will happen in that party? What kind of connections will you make? What kind of feedback might you get? Just think of the possibilities. But know the more successful you get, the more you need to expand and focus on expanding your self-image. If you feel you need to be more successful, then focus on expanding yourself. Acknowledging more of yourself, expanding that self-image. You can only accept and receive into your reality that which is congruent with your image. No more. And when you do that, as you accept success and expand your self-image, you can say, this success is not a fluke. This success is natural to who I am. So if you were to put a common denominator on what your growth path is, it is, according to the ancient statement, man, know thyself. Know who you are. That's the biggest growth you can do. And from there you will love, touch, and heal others, be loved, touched, and healed by others. You connect with the oneness. You're not separate like you were at adolescence. You're not an outsider anymore, dear ones. Those of you riding the spiritual path are the leaders. You need to acknowledge who you are. Indeed, your journey home is to find and discover who you are. And you can imagine and you can dream a new manifestation, a new world, a new reality. For not just for yourself, but as a gift to your whole illusion, to your whole collective. It's the opportunity of your lifetime. It's why you're physical. You wanted to do it. It's kind of funny. You wanted to do it really quickly. So you had to create time. And if you create time, then you have a perception of fast, right? You want it to grow really, really fast. So let's create a reality, an illusion with time, and we're going to go in there and we're going to blah, 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 blah. There we go. But you have eternity. You didn't have to be physical. And on your way home, once you're done with physical body, you can spend eternity in bliss on higher dimensions, higher planes, until finally there comes that time, although there is no time, but there is a point at which you actually know who you are and you leave all manifestation, even to the level of mind, behind. We talk about that in the event that we talked about the higher planes. That's where you are one with your guru, with the Christ consciousness, with the God, goddess. And from there, you continue to grow. Your image will always continue to grow. Then you know who you are, and you will continue to grow. You will always become more. Why not take a big leap now? Cut through some of the crap. Have more fun. Have more success. Create better realities for yourself and the world. Why not? The key is owning your truth, yourself.